One major question that has loomed over Philadelphia's plan to open the country's first supervised drug injection site is who will assume the legal risk. WHYY's Bobby Allen has learned it's a name that is familiar to many Pennsylvanians.
Former Governor Ed Rendell has formed a nonprofit to oversee a supervised injection site in the city. It would be the first in the country for people to use illegal drugs under medical supervision. Advocates call it an overdose prevention site. Top Justice Department officials, including Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, have promised a swift and aggressive crackdown. Rendell says, bring it.
I have a message for Mr. Rosenstein. He probably has more stuff to worry about than this, but I'm the incorporator of the Safe Injection Site nonprofit, and my address is in the Bellevue, offices at the Bellevue, and they can come and arrest me first because federal prisons are nicer than state prisons.
When Rendell was mayor back in the 90s, he legalized a needle exchange program during the AIDS crisis. Back then, a federal clampdown was threatened, but it never happened. Rendell says as the nonprofit incorporator for the supervised injection site, he'd be legally responsible, not the city of Philadelphia. City leaders have promised only verbal support for the idea. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.